school bus for 2 years. And then in 1953, 2 years later, Fishman Township, which was West Fishman and North Lake, decided they needed a superintendent. So I was appointed in 1953 as superintendent of the Fishman Township School. I held that position until Mace District was formed. And then then I was appointed superintendent of Nice in 1972 until 1979. And then I taught 5 years in the fifth grade, and then I retired. But that's just to, you know, get an idea of what, you know, what my situation is, which might be different than maybe a teacher that's been teaching so many years the same subject. Mine was very teaching plus the administrative aspect of it. And the good part of it was the last year I taught before I retired was the fifth grade at National Mine School. Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Can you please tell me your full name?
Marvin W. Goldstein.
What date were you born on?
September 26, 1921.
Where were you born?
Michigan.
Did you go to college?
Yes.
Where did you go?
I went to Northern Michigan University, and I got a bachelor's degree in 1951.
How long did you have to go to school before becoming a teacher?
4 years.
When was your first teaching job at North Lake? Can you remember?
Well, the actual teaching job at North Lake was in the 1981-82 school year, in the fifth grade.
What grade or grades did you teach throughout your teaching career?
Pardon?
What grades did you teach throughout your teaching career?
What subjects did I teach?
Yeah.
I taught math, English, science, spelling, reading, penmanship.
How many grades do you teach in one class? Is it just one?
Well, when I first started out, we had 2 grades in a class, 7th and 8th grade.
Okay. How many kids were in a typical classroom?
About between 25 and 30.
How did you discipline unruly kids?
Well, I try to correct the situation, and it wasn't difficult to get them back in line without force. You didn't have to use force. The students seemed to respect me as a teacher. And other members of the class would help to discipline. So it was a good combination.
Were women teachers allowed to be married when you first started teaching?
Yeah.
Were there any restrictions on where you could go and who you could be with while you were a teacher?
No.
Did you have your own house while you were teaching?
Yeah.
When you were sick or unable to teach one day, what happened with your class?
Well, the principal would notify a teacher to ask them to sum for that day. And then they would use my lesson plans to conduct the class.
How long was noon time for kids?
It varied from 45 minutes to a half hour.
What did you do during noon time?
Well, I'd take some of the students for a hike during noon time. Especially in National Mine. I'd take my own class and then we have other children that would want to come with us. And we'd walk about a mile around the school. And I also played basketball if the weather wasn't too bad with the students.
Was school ever called off for epidemics or snowstorms?
Yes.
Please tell me any favorite or vivid memories you have while you were teaching.
Let's see. I know I enjoyed working with kids, and didn't have too much problem with discipline, so there isn't anything spectacular there. But I felt that the respect that students gave me, I think that was probably highlight.
Did you have any other duties while you were teaching?
Well, when I first started to teach 7th and 8th grade for 2 years, I drove the school bus in the morning and then take them home in the afternoon.
Is there any advice you would give the teachers today that are teaching?
Well, they say it's a little different now. As far as discipline-wise, sometimes it's a little more difficult to maintain discipline. But in order to do a good job of teaching, you've got to put in adequate time and preparation. And it simply isn't just a few hours a day that you teach, but you have to do many things in addition to that.
What was your main job as a principal?
Principal, when I was principal, I had teaching duties, which was my main job. And then the administrative responsibility of the school was my other responsibility. Maintaining school records, attendance, discipline, and seeing that teachers have adequate supplies and equipment to do a good job of teaching.
What was your daily schedule as a principal?
Again, when I was principal, I also taught. So teaching the 7th and 8th grade kept me quite busy, and then the principal duties had to be done either after school or during the noon time when I wasn't teaching or driving school.
What kind of shape was the school in while you were principal?
They were in good shape. They were well maintained. Teachers appreciated a nice, clean school building. Students, most of them, appreciated a nice, clean school, and they helped to keep it that way.
Did you ever have to punish a student while you were a principal?
Well, I had to. I talked to the student, and if we couldn't solve the situation, then we talked to the parents, bring the parents in, and finally and we got to some point where we both were satisfied with what happened.
Were National Mine, North Lake, Ely, and any other schools together in a district?
When I was a superintendent of the Ishmael Township Schools, it was North Lake and West Ishmael Schools. It wasn't until 1972 when we had consolidation of the National Mine School, North Lake, West Ishmael, Ely, Champion School.
Was North Lake ever a high school?
No.
When did North Lake become a district with all the other schools?
That was in 1972.
Did you help form the Nice Community Schools?
Yes.
How did you help that?
Well, we had studied a number of proposals to consolidate. At one point, we felt that maybe Ishpeming School District should be part of a larger school district. And we proposed a consolidation effort that would include Ishpeming, and Ishpeming turned it down because they wanted the district to annex to Ishpeming only instead of consolidation. Now, if these districts were to annex to Ishpeming, Ishpeming School Board would remain intact and it would be their district. Consolidation, you form a new district and you install new school board members from throughout that new district. So we had to have many meetings trying to come up with something that most people would approve of as far as consolidation. Finally, we had a meeting of the school boards in Tilden Township, Ely, Ishpeming Township, Champion, Humboldt Spur. We met and decided to propose at an election the consolidation of these districts. Where we get the name of NICE was National Mine, Ishpeming Township, Champion, Humboldt Spur, and Ely, N-I-C-E. Mm-hmm. We had the election and the voters approved the consolidation, which then formed one school district.
Was it complicated? Was it easier for all the schools after they became one district?
Yes, it took a while for when you have something new like that. When each of the former districts had control of their district alone, when you consolidate, you have to come up with some common grounds to give the best education to the students as you possibly can, and not just think of our little district that we had before.
When you were the superintendent, I think that's about all the questions that I have for you. But do you have anything else you'd like to share with me that?
Like I say, I had written down what had transpired as far as my educational experience and my college preparation. And I don't know if you wanted to take the trivia in case you wanted to add something to it. attend a meeting. Is that still?
Yeah.
I don't know, when they decided to build Westwood High School, we had to find a site that would be suitable and probably centrally located where most of the population of the students would be living. So one night we went to several sites, some along US 41 up toward Humboldt. And finally we came back to an area surrounding this area with Westwood High School were trees, so we had to walk through a forest to get to that area. And the school board then at that time decided it would be a good site for the high school. Easy access to it, and plenty of land so that we weren't crowded on a small property. Then, of course, we had to meet with architects and engineers to discuss the plans for the new building. We had many meetings that lasted beyond midnight, so we said we met July 28th and 29th, because if we go beyond midnight, it's the next day. And then construction began, and then for the fall of 74, we occupied Westwood High School for the first time. And that's part of it.
Do you remember any teachers when you first started that had a that were like a role model to you when you started?
Well, when I first started, we had, at the West Fishman School, we had four women teachers and myself. And the teachers then were near retirement age. But some of the ways that these teachers met the requirements of the students was really something. They had been teaching for a number of years and had experimented with different methods of teaching. And of course, some of that you look to and try to begin your teaching experience with looking at some of the methods and of the teachers that are already there.
Were there lots of kids when you first opened Westwood High School?
Well, we had, I can't remember the exact number, but we had quite a number of high school students that in Ishpeming Township and Ely, prior to consolidation, the 7th grade through, or the 8th grade through high school attended the Ishpeming Public School, Ishpeming High School, until consolidation. The Ishpeming School District informed the Ishpeming Township Board that their schools were overcrowded, and it was because of the Ishpeming Township students attending their schools, it was because of them that their schools were being overcrowded. So the Ishpeming Township had to remove their students from Ishpeming High School.
Are you sad that North Lake and Ely and National Mine are going to be closing?
Oh yes, any time you've had schools for a number of years, and I was out in that area for 36 years, and you close something, you think of it, you know, as something that's necessary, but it's not that easy to forget.
Do you have any pictures or anything?
1991, the students at Westwood High School were selecting a teacher to be honored and also a member of the non-teaching school staff. And I was selected. This was the first one that was given out that year. I was selected as a teacher to be honored in 1991 by the students of Westwood High School. So that was quite an honor. They had a special program. I don't know, this is a little information on that, on Westwood High School dedication. Did you have anything like that? Or?
No.
And it shows the program that they had. The Board of Education members at the time of the building, construction of the building. Of course, then the administrative people. I don't know if there's anything like that that you...
Could I borrow that for
a while? Yeah, sure. Okay. If there's anything. I've got student pictures. I don't know if you were interested in any. There's one at North Lee in my class. Another one from North Lee. And this is National Mine of last, and some of the students in my last year of teaching. This is a picture when I was appointed superintendent of the Ishmael Township School. And this is one that was taken when I was appointed superintendent of the Nice School District in 72.
May I borrow these pictures?
Yes, yeah, sure, now? Sure. Anything that you could use.
All right. About it, but thank you very much for letting me interview you, and your story will be in the Red Desk book, so, and hopefully it'll be good, a really good one, because it'll be the last one,
yep,
and it's supposed to be a lot bigger than it used to be.
Oh, yeah, and I imagine you're going to feel sad, too, when you close.
Yeah.
National Mine. Have you attended National Mine School? You don't have that on there.
Oh, yeah, I can check this out.
Because I'm into your youth.